Luke chapter 16. And he said also to his disciples, There was a certain rich man, who had a steward, and the same was accused to him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of you? Give an account of your stewardship, because you may no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? Because my Lord takes away from me the stewardship, I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors to himself, and said to the first, How much do you owe to my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, Take your bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, because the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say to you, make for yourselves friends of the money of unrighteousness, that, when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting homes. He who is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, because either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they mocked, made fun of him. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts, because that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one stroke of the pen of the law to fail. Whosoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whosoever marries her that is put away from her husband commits adultery. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and lived sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus who was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. Then he said, I ask you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. Because I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, If they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.